This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. France has detected its first case of the South African variant of coronavirus, the health ministry said on Thursday. The variant was detected by South African authorities in mid-December. Cases have since been found in Japan and Britain, among others. The variant, thought to be more easily transmitted, like another variant found in Britain, was discovered in France in a man who had returned from South Africa to his home, which is near the Swiss border in France. South Africa is the country hardest hit by coronavirus on the African continent, with over 1 million infections so far and 26,000 people dead. And for some of the other stories making headlines around the world today, the new power-sharing Yemeni government vows to bring stability to the war-torn country a day after an attack ripped through Aden Airport, targeting cabinet members. Colombia beats its record for eradicating cocoa crops for a second year in a row, the government says, although the country remains the world's leading producer of cocaine. Two dozen people, including Muslim clerics, are detained after a mob attack on a Hindu temple in northwest Pakistan. That's according to police. Central African Republic's incumbent president is on track to win last week's elections, his party claims, a day after the opposition called for the vote to be annulled. And across Nigeria, New Year's Eve is usually marked by millions of Christians gathering in churches to usher in the new year, praying for a better year ahead. But this year, the all-night celebrations have been widely canceled because of COVID-19, and many worshipers say they feel a void. This is VOA News. Sudan's foreign minister said Thursday that the army has restored control over all lands along the border that had been taken over by Ethiopian farmers. The minister told a press conference in Khartoum that the borders have been demarcated and that increasing border signs are next on the agenda. Tensions have flared between Sudan and Ethiopia over a section of the border where Ethiopian farmers have been cultivating fertile land, which is claimed by Sudan. The region has seen sporadic clashes over the years, but new fighting erupted in November when the federal government sent troops into the neighboring Tigray region of Ethiopia, moving against the regional authorities there. Some 50,000 Ethiopian refugees then poured across the border to Sudan to escape the fighting. Earlier this month, Khartoum accused Ethiopian forces and militias of ambushing Sudanese troops along the border, leaving four dead and more than 20 wounded. Ethiopia downplayed the reported ambush, saying it did not threaten the relationship between the two countries. Sudan has since deployed troops to the border region and held demarcation talks with its eastern neighbor. And here's a look at New Year's Eve around the world. Blue and gold fireworks soared into the sky above the Sydney Opera House, as they do every New Year's Eve, but the harbor below was a deserted ghost town because of COVID-19 fears and restrictions. No light show was to illuminate Beijing from the top of the TV tower. The lions of London's Trafalgar Square were barricaded off, as was Red Square in Moscow and Madrid's Puerta del Sol in Rome. Crowds would not assemble in St. Peter's. The Pope would lead no mass, and revelers would not make their yearly dive into the Tiber River. All of this because of COVID-19. Good riddance, 2020. Hello, 2021. Some cities planned, like Sydney, to launch fireworks over empty streets. Others, such as London and Singapore, just called their displays off. Paris, Rome, and Istanbul were under curfew. The New Year's Eve countdown ball was set to drop on Broadway, but in place of hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers jammed shoulder to shoulder in Times Square, the audience would be a pre-selected group of nurses, doctors, and other key workers, their families kept 6 feet apart in socially distanced pens. So we invite you now to check out our website at voanews.com for other stories via remote. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.